Grand Camp is a convention that happens once a year, and towns vie for the honor of throwing convention, and wherever we decide we want to meet, that's where we will meet the next year. Next year it'll be at Saxman, and at convention, some of the elders say, if we only do one thing, and that is elect the officers, then we've had a successful convention.
Describe what a second grand vice president does, and where is it in the hierarchy of the ANB-ANS?
That's one of the things I'm going to be learning. And from the Constitution standpoint of our Constitution and bylaws, the only thing they describe is that I take place of the first grand vice president in case he moves up. I will be serving with first grand vice president by the name of Ray Dennis, and he said he would help me and guide me along to learn the position and learn what I need to do.
So essentially, while you're elected as Grand Camp officers, you serve as basically sort of regional officers for the organization.
Yes,
throughout the year.
We are an organization, a charitable organization that spreads from Portland, Oregon, to as far as Fairbanks, I believe, in some of the smaller villages in the outlying districts up north. But generally, they don't have the money to come down to convention.
ANB is the oldest Native organization in Alaska, I think. Is that right?
It's the oldest Native organization in America.
Oh, okay. Found in 1912.
Okay. 1912 was the first convention. And in 2012, they're going to have the 100th convention at Sitka, where the first one was.
So how long do you get to serve for as second grand vice president?
1 year.
And why did you want to get involved? Why did you put your name in the hat?
Well, two things that are near and dear to my heart are culture and education. And we had a very successful year here at a local level. We gave out 6 scholarships to our students, and I hope to continue that and to continue giving more scholarships and to include some culture mixed in with the education, because I believe you need culture to learn your education and you need education to learn your culture.
We've seen more of an emergence of Native culture in Petersburg in recent years, with ANB-ANS becoming more active or becoming active again after not being kind of dormant for a while, and also PIA, Petersburg Indian Association, becoming more prominent out in the community, just being more visible in their new building and so on and so forth. Was that part of what sort of prompted your interest too, and just kind of, you know, trying to continue this momentum?
Yeah, you know, the Alaska Native Brotherhood is an organization that brought around many, many things. And one of those things was the IRA Council, which is the Petersburg Indian Association. It's through the ANB that came about, through the efforts. And many of the Native organizations around the state today are all children of the Alaska Native Brotherhood, including SEARCH, which was brought about by the Alaska Native Brotherhood. And if we didn't fight for our rights, we wouldn't have SEARCH as we know it here today.